You may have heard the news that the number of overdose deaths in the U.S. has dropped, according to provisional data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But the problem isn't going away. In fact, teenagers are still dying of overdoses. Here's the most striking finding of this data. The majority of these adolescent overdose deaths are happening in the home. So the checkup's question for today is, what do parents and young people need to know to prevent an overdose death? I'm Lizzie McGreevy, Community Engagement Specialist at Side Effects Public Media, and with me is Managing Editor Farah Yousri.
Hi, Lizzie.
Hi, Farah. So this is truly striking data. To start us off, can you tell us what we know about young people and overdoses?
Yeah, like you mentioned earlier, Lizzie, the number of young people who died of an overdose has more than doubled in 2022 compared to 2019. And that's looking at adolescents between 10 years old and 19 years old.
Wow, Farah, that's so young.
Yeah, and you know, as parents, we are typically most worried when our teenage children are out partying or doing some other teenage activities with friends away from us. But what the CDC data tells us is that actually most of these overdose deaths are happening right under our noses, at home. Listen to what Dr. Lauren Tans told me. She's a researcher with the CDC.
A quarter of deaths among adolescents had evidence of counterfeit pill use. And counterfeit pills are kind of easily marketed towards adolescents via social media. And I think they're easier for initiating drug use. And these counterfeit pills, they might look like legitimate pharmaceutical medications, but often they contain fentanyl. Most of the deaths occur at home where the decedent lives. And about two-thirds had somebody nearby that could have potentially intervened to prevent the overdose.
Farah, we know that we have tools to reverse overdoses, and that can save lives. Why aren't we employing these tools?
So according to the data, family or friends in the house may be spatially separated from the teenager, as in parents may be in the living room and the child is in their own room. So they do not see what's happening. Other times, maybe they didn't even know that their adolescent uses drugs. And so they didn't know that they should administer naloxone. And other times, people just didn't have the tools like naloxone at home, or they just didn't know how to use it. But Lizzie, Dr. Tans also says that in nearly a third of the adolescent overdose deaths, naloxone was actually used, but it didn't save the person. She says in these instances, maybe the naloxone dose used wasn't enough, or in some instances, there may have been polydrugs involved. Here's how she explains what that means.
Polydrugs mean there were more than one drug or drug type involved in an overdose, so something like an opioid and a stimulant. Naloxone can only reverse an opioid overdose. That said, over 90% of adolescent overdose deaths involved an opioid. So it is always important to administer naloxone if somebody is overdosing.
So what should families know or do to prevent a tragedy like this from happening?
So first off, stocking up on naloxone is a great idea. Then learning how to use it is crucial. There are, you know, a lot of educational videos on the CDC website if you just look up the word naloxone on their website. And what really prevents kids from starting to use drugs is building a strong social network around them. So if, for example, they are close to their family, they have activities that they do at school, all of this involvement helps children and prevents substance use. Finally, if the parent knows that their child uses drugs, it's important to first make sure they are doing it safely, and second, to seek effective treatment as soon as possible.
Okay, Farah. So say there's a parent or caregiver who is concerned that their child might be using drugs. Are there certain signs or symptoms to look out for that could indicate drug use?
Yeah, a change in behavior or mood, disappearing for a long period of time, locked doors, you know, being secretive, inability to focus, you know, among other things. Experts also say a history of mental illness is another risk factor for drug use. So as a parent, if you have doubts, experts advise you shouldn't be afraid to err on the side of caution. So if you have doubts, prepare to ask tough questions like, have you been vaping or using drugs? Of course, as parents, we really don't want to hear the word yes, but parents should be prepared to respond in a way that does not alienate the child, if in fact they are using drugs, and to be prepared to help them.
Farah, thank you so much for this very important information and shedding some light on this with us today. If you have any other questions about opioid use or substance use or mental health or anything else health related, please let us know and we can try to answer that next time on The Checkup. Stay safe.